Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I say you need that level where you don't stop back, you don't stop to pick a packet of 1,000 naira, a packet, because it's a waste of your time. Say amen. A packet of 1,000 is 100,000. If it drops by mistake, just say let's rush. We are late. We need to get to the airport. Come on, say, I receive it. He said, yet. Come on, say, yet. He said, God has not given him power to eat thereof. But it is a stranger. Ah! Come on, say, God forbid. It is a stranger. He said, this is what? Vanity. Come on, we are preaching together. He said, this is what? And an evil disease. That's why this message is titled, The Power to Become. We need to pray. I don't know if we have time. But we'll try. Wherever we stop, we'll pick it up next time. Whether on Friday or on Sunday. But this Sunday, just wear your jeans. We'll pray. It's like this church, you'll prefer prayer. So we'll pray. Now, why would Solomon make such an audacious statement that it is possible for God to give a man something and yet not the power to enjoy it? And he said, this thing is vanity and it is before God an evil disease. The element of evil is what I am interested in. Because we were just talking while we were coming to church this evening, and I said, and some of you might know, have an idea. Your parents, maybe your dad built a house, he didn't live in it. Have you seen such things? There are people whose parents were trying to build a house. Eventually they were buried there. They didn't finish the house. Are you familiar with such stories? This is part of the equation. God gives you something, but not the power to finish, not the power to possess, not the power to live in that reality. People look at you on the road, they meet with you at the office, and they said, oh, this is such an honorable man. But when they come close to you, they realize that he is truly wealthy and honorable, but his environment doesn't reflect it. The quality of his life doesn't reflect it. He doesn't look like someone who God has blessed. Peradventure, maybe Satan is somewhere in the equation. No, it's God that blessed him. Is it in God's character to bless and then withhold? Come on, are you thinking? Are you with me? Why would God open the chambers of prosperity and wealth and honor such that wherever I go, I am well received, but there is nothing that is presented to me there that I am given the power to enjoy? You know, sometimes, and part of this equation is your mentality. I traveled to a city somewhere in Nigeria. I won't tell you where. Normally when I go to that city, because you know me, I grew up in the village. What is in this life? Is it not to sleep and wake up? Before this city I went to another city to preach. This, what is in this life mentality. I now saw that it's not a good mentality. Are you with me? The person that invited me put me in a hotel. It's not even a hotel. It's not a motel. He put me in a room. Now, when we got into the room, if he had told me he couldn't afford a proper hotel, I would have told him, don't worry. I would just tell him, can your vehicle come to Alagbaka? There's a place in Accra called Alagbaka. That's where the government house is. I'll go and rent my hotel there. This one night or two nights, let me sleep well, so that the anointing can function. But you see, this This, what is in this life mentality? This agent Sadiq mentality. That, what is it? What is it? We are finished. We are going back to Lagos. I now saw that it's not a holy mentality. It's of the devil. They put me in a room. As I was coming, I was seeing the net already torn. And my nature, as anointed as I am, I don't have power over malaria. You see, God used that one to humble me. I'm telling you, I invest in Share Talks, Raid, Martin. The way you invest in Apple stock and Tesla, I invest in Martin. I don't want their company to go down. Odor, all of them, I invest. Because I have prayed and fasted. If I have an incredible, if I pray to go, you see that mosquito, God just used it to humble me. So the only way I can prevent is just when I look around. In fact, before now, once I see a net in the wall, if I don't have the money to fix it, I'll go and buy paper tape. I will tape. Oh, some of you are looking. You better don't follow a man who has no journey. Don't follow a pastor who has no journey. Don't follow a pastor that was made from heaven. I'm warning you. Because that pastor will not understand your failures. He will not understand your weakness. He will understand that even in your face where you are, you deserve to be celebrated. They put me in that room. The moment I came, pastor, how do you like? I say it's perfect. I said it. I said, Mike, why would you bring me to a place like this? But I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. I say it's wonderful. The desk, I can't even call it a table. The wooden thing that I saw by the side of the room and the chair, the kind of chair I used in St. John Mary's Unity Secondary School in Owo. There's a place, Owo. There's a the kind of wooden chair. You can't sit on that chair overnight and sleep. That chair was designed to make you read. No foam, no nothing. I said, okay, it's okay. Let me just catch some rest. I just sat on the foam. I said, God, just make sure you bless me. This suffering cannot continue like this. Kilo day. I went to the restroom. Oh, open heavens. I just shut the door. You know, there are some of you have not slept in hotels. Yeah, like, oh, I like that hotel. When you start sleeping in hotels, you will value your own house. But don't worry. I know you don't believe. You will get there. When you get to this point, you will now know that the rich also cry. In the best of hotels, the pillow that they put on that bed will be the one giving you migraine. Because everybody has a specific type of pillow that they like. I mean, you know they use pillow. Some of you sleep on your hand. You know, there's a way you suffer. You have to devise your own way of surviving. There's a way I can sleep. I just put the hand like this. Tomorrow, we are fine. Do you know when the pastor came? How's your night? I said, perfect. Hallelujah. The thought that the window in the net was open heaven, the one in the room, I was seeing where the mosquito would come through. I felt as if I was already beaten. You understand? I woke up, I was itching. I didn't feel the mosquito, but psychologically, you know, it's like a man, they thought they honored me, but the Lord did not give power to me to enjoy that sleep. The next time I was going to that city to preach, the meeting was tomorrow. You know what I did? I flew into the city one day ahead. I lodged myself in a hotel. Are you here? Because I didn't want them to talk. Because I already told that place was wonderful. So I didn't mean it. Yeah? I didn't mean it, but I have to make you feel comfortable. You know, we are missionaries. I just took myself, JJ. I lodged myself in a hotel. I flew into the city. Got a taxi from the airport. Take me to Soso Hotel. When I got in, I checked in. The people planning the program were still sleeping when my plane landed in that city. My plane landed 7 a.m. I now called the pastor around 8. I said, Pastor, how are you? He said, I'm so sorry, I've not reached out to you. When will you be traveling? When will you be? You are going by road. Are you taking a public bus or? I said, Sadiq. They said they were expecting me to go to the park at Ojota, which is not bad. But I decided to upgrade myself. You know, the last time, I did not have power to enjoy. Now, I gave my call. You will give yourself the power to enjoy. Some things you will stand up and say, no. No. From today, this thing is no more a privilege in my life. Oh, somebody's not hearing me. I said, you will look at certain items in your life and say, from today, this thing will not be a privilege. No. Oh, somebody's still not getting. By the time we start praying, everybody will pray for himself. Are you here? Yeah. That was the day I delivered myself. When the pastor came to that hotel to see me, this is how I was looking. See. I said, Pastor, you can sit down. Sit down, sir. Man of God. I said, no, just. I said, don't worry, it's on me. He said, what do you mean? I said, I've paid. I paid for 3 days. He didn't. I knew it was uncomfortable. I just said, let's start. Just, so what's happening? I could see it. I don't. Oh, me, I have delivered myself from this level. Iwoloku, now your turn. When I got into the church that night, the anointing was available. Yes. You must know the triggers to your anointing. You must know the things that trigger God's power in your life. One of it could be rest. If you don't rest, you say you are fasting, your face swelling, your eyes swelling. Pastor Chris Oyakilome, in the days of total experience, you remember those crusades he used to hold? You will see him, just like, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is here, hallelujah. He's speaking through his nose. He had been fasting for 3 weeks. He now told his pastors, he said, people don't know how I do it. 1 week before the crusade, I start eating. See, because I've emaciated. The camera, they have an idea of what they expect Pastor Chris to look like. The media, they have an idea in the days of NTA, AIT and whatever, satellite television. There's a way they expect him to look. It is Jericho empty. The way he has shrunk, it would defeat that image. So he needs to fast ahead, eat later. The next time I went to this other city, I was doing that same thing. I'm just giving an analogy. This message is not about hotel, so because some people they say it's about hotel. What they teach you say hotel. I went to this place. There's what they call those things, deluxe, all those things. There was something for 25,000, and it was the cheapest, and I will pay because I'm only going to be in that city maybe max 3 days or 4 days, and I will pay. So one day, we flew into the city, moved from the airport. The hotel wasn't too far from the airport, and I got there. And they know those customer service people. They can be very funny. They said, we don't have any of those rooms you normally pay for. I said, what do you have? Said, we have they gave one super deluxe or something. I said, how much is it? They say maybe 40 or 50. I said, okay, fine. I'll take it for 3 days. I think maybe that was when they now looked at my eyes. Because I just went with a t-shirt and jeans. I said 3 days, they calculate. I say, if my visit extends, I'll do 2 days. So I think they were just calculating. They said, please fill this form. When I enter that room I normally pay for also has torn net. The washhand basin has brown stains. The same facility. When they took me to the upper echelon, there was space. Come on, say space. That's the difference. That's what we call rich and poor is space. It's space. The power to spread out. That's why the scripture says in that prophecy, it says extend. It says what? Extend what? Extend your cause. Remove the barriers. Expand to the left, expand to the right. Because every time God wants to do something new in your life, it will require you to make space. That space may require you to remove certain things from your life that you don't need again. It may require you to take certain decisions to cut off certain things that will keep you at this current level. Because when you see that God says, I have given this man power, I've given him wealth, I've given him riches, I've given him honor, but I prevented him from enjoying it, then the problem is not God. There's something about that man. I said, if God gives you something, it means between the time he put that thing in your hands and when you are supposed to benefit from that thing, there was a character failure. There was a defect somewhere. And because God never gives and takes back, it can only now restrain you from going beyond that level. Are you still here? You are not here. I said because God has given, it is not in his nature to give and take back. The only thing he will now do is that he will now put resistance and blockages around you. You will be having all these things, but you may be like lacking the ideas and creativity of what to do with what you have. Oh. Haven't you seen people with money who didn't know what to do with it? God, I don't want to get to that place. That I will have a billion and I will not know what to do with it. Because when you get to that place, what the devil will be telling you is that this money is even not enough for what you want to do. You will be seeing opposition. You will be seeing limitation. The blessings of God. Some of you have the grace, a rare grace to look at a script, paper, a document at the office, and you can quickly spot out the spelling errors. You can spot out, you can just flip to, you can say, no, you can't present this. Bring the original Word document. Papa, go and correct this, correct. Without blinking. It's a gift. Somebody else may have the ability, and all he will be doing will be creating trouble. Say, who wrote this thing? You are mad. Did you go to school? Which school? What's the name of that school? Say, Auchipoli. Auchipoli. Auchi. You know? They just when I was serving at Sokoto, somebody went to Okopoli. I had never heard of Okopoli. Okopoli. I think somewhere in Anambra. I think. But somewhere in the east. That was the first time. I don't know what they asked. You know those things we do while we are at the campground where they ask questions. The person gave a very stupid answer. The camp commandant was compared to us. Sorry, what school did you finish from? He said Okopoli. And that stigma stuck. For the rest of that year. Do you know that years after, I met somebody who was asking me that, please, if there's any job offer, I say, oh, where do you study? Say, Okopoli. I say, no. I just, because unconsciously, I already determined that this one cannot, I cannot help this one. God forgive me. But do you understand? See, you're alone. the person just made a very, very weird, like, I think they asked all this, what's this thing we ask people? Current affairs. Guys, someone is saying Biafra is capital of Lagos. You understand? Like, so what school did you say? Say Okopoli. Till we left that camp for 3 weeks, everybody remembered Okopoli. May your error not become a stigma. I say, may your error not become a stigma. Now, why, I want us to pray in the next 10 minutes. Because you see, there is another scripture, but we can't go there right now. That speaks to men who God gave the power like this to achieve. Yet they died in their prime. There are men who, when you look at their story, whether it's in the civil service, whether it's in the world of business, and some of you have uncles like that, you know one or two people, they were great. Their name, they look like people that in the next 10, 15 years, they will leave a legacy for their children. All of a sudden, boom. Listen to me, and there's something I want you to look at here. God gave the power. God gave the wealth. God gave the honor. But he prevented that man from being able to enjoy. Excuse me, put up that scripture. If God blesses you today, one of the reasons he has put that in your life, number one is for ministry. Number two is for you to enjoy it. There is a strange gospel that goes around that gives people, the believers, the impression that if God blesses them, they should not enjoy it. It's a false gospel. Because there is a sense in which you can sit in a church and the pastor will tell you, what is in this life? What's in this life? The same thing I was telling my wife this afternoon. What is in this life? Senior pastor, GO, Reverend, Doctor, Bishop. By the time you die, 10 years after, then nobody remembers you. There's a new senior pastor on that place. It's only your picture he probably knows. Your picture. That is if the guy is even nice. He has not moved it to the archive. Why would God give me something and yet stand in my way and prevent me from enjoying it? Number one. The blessing of the Lord, the scripture says what? It makes a man what? And what? Adds no. But it seems that this man's prophecy is negating that scripture. Listen to me. The gift and callings of God are without what? Repentance. So when God gives you a gift, please, pastor, come. If God gives him a gift, this is applicable to both spiritual gifts and other gifts. Let's assume this is do I have another microphone here? Let's assume this is a mic. Please take that microphone. The microphone is the gift. The Lord gives it to him and says, speak, let the word hear you. Then the man wakes up in the morning and then he looks at Pastor David. He didn't say anything to Pastor David, but in his heart, he condescended the brother. Says, it's not by working hard. He's canceling him. You know, this one is a prayer warrior. You are just lucky. They gave you 1 billion. Say, it's not, everything is not prayer. You have to know the keys of prosperity. You couldn't talk like this last year. Now they removed you from the prayer team, took you to pastoral care, because that's where everything is happening. So we need you in the pastoral care. You too, now, pastor, it's like I'm feeling connected to the pastoral care. You can go. You are not counseling Pastor David in the house. You must find the keys of prosperity. Hallelujah. See, there's a key. There's a key. See, you have to find it. See, it must be given to you. You are using a prayer warrior to learn preaching skills. The mic that was given to you was for the world. You met an innocent brother that is serving God. You wanted to practice how you be preaching. And then God looked from heaven. Who is this? Sir, is the latest billionaire, the one you just released last week. Say, you meet Tokwe? What is he doing? Say, he's canceling. He's canceling the head of prayer. Huh? And this one doesn't have prayer life. God said, they say he's holding the mic. You are me? Turn off the console. God will not come to you to say, why did you talk to him like that? See, let me tell you, many of us are making this mistake. We don't say it publicly, but in our minds, we look down on people that we know don't have are you here? They don't have the kind of influence, visibility, money, open doors. Maybe the guy is an artisan. He didn't graduate from university. Or listen, the essence of Christianity is to remove those barriers. That in this church, if somebody is a plumber, is a mechanic, he must have the same bragging right as somebody who is a millionaire. Nobody must see the difference. when they are talking, maybe they are in the men's fellowship, they are talking, nobody is suspecting that, oh, they are talking like this because man is rich. Please, are you with me? If Christ does not achieve this amongst us, we have failed. Hear me, Harvest Word. If Christ does not achieve this in our midst, that as a church, we will never relate with each other based on what we perceive to be the influence of this brother as against the influence of this brother. If the chairman of mechanic workshop in Maryland is a member of this church and we make him the head of the men's fellowship, when we are meeting and he's talking, this man must not say, hey, sorry, hold on. You see that? Hold on. What he's telling is that all this is your plan. We are the one that will still fund it. So keep quiet. We need a bigger vision. A robust. The way we'll be doing his hand. And then the chairman is now saying yes. Like a chief said. It must not be so named. I am telling you why God will say, okay, let me trust you. You know the thing about God is that you don't really need to prove to him before he trusts you. Sometimes you think you need to be many things. No. All you need to do sometimes is just to have small faith. And God will say, ah, let me trust her. Let's give her 100 billion. Let's give her influence. There was a servant that Jesus spoke about, sir. The man, when his master left the servants in the house, if you remember that parable, in charge, he started stepping on their heads, started maltreating them. In his mind, we are at home, we are not in church. Huh? Meanwhile, when God wants to weigh and look at what you are really worth, he will go to your office and look at the way you work. He will look at how you handle money. This thing is 50,000 naira. You are asked to go fix it or buy it or purchase. You were able to negotiate. Yes, it's actually 50,000. But with your Anambra wisdom, you were able to negotiate 42. The 8,000 is not your money. Yes or yes? Now, some people have refused to answer my question. I said the 8,000, man of God. Sir, are we of the same mind? Please. Is this mic working? Oh yeah, please. I said, if they sent us, and we were, instead of 50,000, we negotiated 40,000. We have 10,000 balance. But officially, it's 50. Then the Namdi, he asked us that, what should I write on the receipt? Are we not together? What should we write? I now said, put 40,000 now. Then you now say, for 40,000, sir. So I was saying that, as the pastor of this church, sir, I was saying that we are supposed to return 10,000. Is that not what you are also saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you are also saying the same thing.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, you know the thing about what we are sharing tonight? Is that this thing we just acted now, the day it happens, you will be the only person on the scene. Inamdi doesn't know your boss. Your boss is a very useless man. Everybody knows. But today is not the day of your reward. Your reward is coming, but this one is a test. The test before you are given the true riches. But you see, if you are the one who is always thinking, today, that my leave allowance they did not pay complete. You see, there's a way you'll be laughing. If you are with my former landlady, she has a song she normally plays in Yoruba. Sayi fele. Molagbara lori yi otami. She will not be dancing alone. Mocking me and Pastor Desmond. Even though we are not owing rent. Molagbara lori yi otami. She mock. Because, you know, They cheated you. They did so many things. They now goofed. Eh? Have you ever gotten more than your normal salary in a month by mistake? Ah, they are not in this church. They overpaid you. What do you say? This is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous. And if you are so lucky, the person that processed the transaction even resigned the same month. Nobody will trace that thing. Say, you see, you now be telling your friend, see this life, eh? It's good to be good. They cheated me last month. I didn't come to work for three days. Even though I told them, they removed from my salary. See this God, this is a rewarder. He knows how to fight for you without talking. Your friend say, yes, Olugbeja, my defender. Excuse me if you're a Nigerian or wherever you are listening from. That is not the way of the cross. Because this man, and as I stated earlier, the character of God is to bestow upon you without you having to prove yourself. But for you to walk fully in that thing, then he will look at what type of man you are. The same way when you come to Christ, you don't have to do anything but believe in what Jesus has done. But let me tell you, when we get to heaven, it will not be by grace that you will be rewarded. It will be by works. Ah, you are not here. I know you like the grace message, and it's part of our gospel. But I'm telling you, whether you will be a foolish virgin, eh, or part of the wise virgins, listen to me. Everything you do in this church or wherever you go is either for the advancement of the kingdom of God or for the advancement of the kingdom of Satan. There's no neutral zone. There's no neutral zone. There's no. Please tell your neighbor there's no neutral zone. Every time you served, you got to... How many of you have labored in the church and then you got to use Pastor Mo? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Severally. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul said, even though I was bestowed with more grace than the other apostles, he said, even so, I labored more than every one of them. Which means if God gives you uncommon grace, he expects uncommon labor. Not that when they ask you, ah, you didn't say, it's the grace of God. Hello? It's not the grace of God, though. Uncommon grace must equal what? Uncommon labor. When Paul was going to die, he said, I have finished. Eh? There is nothing in me again. I've done everything. I've written the books. Oh, I wrote Acts of the Apostles. I wrote Romans. While I was being persecuted, I wrote 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. I wrote Ephesians. I wrote Galatians. I wrote Philippians. He said, I have presented to my master everything that generations to come we need. Ooh. Imagine that Acts was not there. Imagine that from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you jump to 1 Peter. Everything we know about the gift of the Spirit, pew, gone. Everything we know about the teaching ministry, pew, gone. Somebody will just be in a Shahekatolamasia for us. Say, hey, which spirit is this one? We will say she's in error. Meanwhile, there was a Paul that failed to labor. Therefore, there was a gap. Oh God, you will get you will find the fruit for which you labored over my life. Aleka barakusita. He said I labored. Why will God look at a man, give him so much influence, and then I said, no. Let him stop there. Come on, say God forbid. It is usually one of the major things that could be responsible is character defect. Character defect. How you handle the resources God has given you. Those resources, you are holding them in trust. They are not yours. You may be doing well in your business. It's because Baba is saying yes. Yes, it's because Baba is saying yes. They wanted to sack you. Baba said no. That's why you are still there. It's not because you are good. How many of you know that when I was in the bank, whenever they want to lay off, it's usually the very good ones that go. I don't know about your own office. Usually, you will notice that one very good person that is very handy will be sacked. No explanation. The dull lad will keep his seat. Then they will come on Monday. Okay, you are still here. Please, run the code for the same. Did I used to do it? What were you doing? I just check account balance. you are not fired. He said, no. Say, where is Namdi? They say, his number is not reachable. It happened in my bank. It happened in my bank. I play. Why did you sack me? I say, no. There was a mix up. Esther, HR, no, they do mix up. Now you with one sack. Then I realized that the old bank network in IT, that everything had been moving smoothly, it rested on one man's shoulder. They didn't know how that thing was working. Anytime we escalate the situation to India, their time zone is different. It's when they wake up. So sometimes in my bank then, in Echo Bank, 24 hours, no network. 48 hours. They used to come Saturday, Sunday to post 3 days transactions pending, collecting deposit. There are some people that we know that are rich. We'll pay them. Keep the... So you'll be in your house on Saturday, maybe at the club with your girlfriend. You just be... Pop, pop. You forgot it that you went to the bank on Tuesday. We did not debit you. So now you say, hey, they want to hack my organ at the money where you collect. Calm down. It was so bad. Then when we merged with Oshon, when we Oshoni came into the bank, there was a guy that was so good. He found a way to stabilize the network. They didn't know how he was doing it. They left him there. They wanted, usually when there's a merger, they will lay off. They mistakenly laid off that guy. The guy did not talk. As he was going, just put a command in the system. As Sadiq as you are. He just put a command. Say, I'm so sorry. You know, we don't know how this has happened. God, we make a way. No problem. Just pack these things. The command he put there was to expire on Wednesday the next week. Enough time for him to go very far. Packed his bags, went to Ghana. They were reaching Ikunoja. I said, let's try away BBM, BlackBerry in those days. Then I asked one of his friends to, hey, area, how far? I said, man, I did Ghana. He said, oh, guy, you know if they got now, the bank is on fire. I say, I'm not a staff. I'm not an employee. Say, the guy just collected phone. Femi, my bro. How are you doing? Benny, you are not my guy again. I cannot be using sir. You are not my guy. You sack me. Sorry, I know I shouldn't be asking you, but you know, we have a problem. Say, what's the problem? Say, everything from we had a platform basis, pay direct, it's time to mention everything. Third party, NIPPS, everything down. Then those third party applications are not connecting to the main operating, we call it FlexQ. So everything is upside down. Customers are shouting. You say, hey, push your feet. Escalate to India now. You say, Femi. Femi. He said, sir, you can't be talking to me. I'm not even in the country. Say, Femi. Femi, see, you know I was good to you. You are good to me. You signed my letter. You are good to me. See, they begged. May God honor you. They brought him back with promotion. Because now I have to negotiate. I can't be doing that work. I'm getting old. I want to have an office to myself. They welcome him back with a letter. Welcome back from your vacation. But the letter was dismissal. He just came. Where's my old system? My boy, August laptop. It's my profile active. Yeah? It's not active now. Kunle authorized now. I'm back. Close here. Just put in the command. Rebooted the system. Bank wide, everything came up. Went to sit down. He didn't even talk in. He said, as a banker, you was talking. You was very your time. Including me. Sir. If you don't want to participate in office politics, know your work. Know your work. They will come back. No, not your work. Your character. There's another factor. That one has to do with spiritual attack. But this one that I'm talking about today is that it was even God that prevented the man from enjoying the influence he had given him. And we don't want to find ourselves in that sort of a situation where God is the devil you are praying against. Brethren, as we live here tonight, learn how to treat people well. As much as light in your power, don't be partial. Because I perceive that some of the things, the problems the man could have had must have been in the area of his business, because now he has the money. Eh? He can look at somebody and call the person a goat. A goat. A who? And you cannot say you are not a goat because you need to keep your job. Is he a who? Because I have Igbo people who love me. If I start speaking, speaking another tongue. So we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to prepare the ground of our greatness. Because there are some of you looking at me now, some that are listening to me now, including those that are laughing. God has already deposited the wealth, the riches, the honor. You are not even aware. You are only seeing the battles around you. You fail to realize that there will be no battle in any area if there's nothing to fight over. There's something in your life that the devil wants. If you are empty, the devil will not bother about you. So you must know who you are because of how God describes you. So you must now begin to develop the character that befits an honorable man, an honorable woman, a wealthy man. Because among us here, the Lord will raise men of influence. It will not be fair. It will not be good after all this investment. God now says, money miss road. Influence miss road. Ooh. Listen to me. And you may be thinking that maybe it's not going to happen. We'll all be alive. We'll see it. I said we'll all be alive. And we will see each of us rise. I've seen the future. I said, you about 4.5 years ago or so, I had a vision. And it was the annual Thanksgiving of this church, that second Sunday of every January. And I saw the vision. It was clear as day. I saw my hair. I had gray hair on. I was not this young. I remember some of the people. I saw Agnes. I saw Tobet. I saw many people. They came for Thanksgiving. I saw them holding their children. Some holding their children's children. I saw people. I saw the influence. I saw an auditorium that seated thousands upon thousands. I saw it. I was at a point in my life, that period, I was just trying to give up and walk away. The Lord showed me that vision. He said, don't give up. Oh. Something is coming. Say, your people will not always be small. They will not always be small. He said, many of them will live long lives. I said, and you will see it. I saw a 10,000. Oh, goodness me. Listen, we must begin to prepare for the day of glory. It should be God heading us. It should be God pushing us. It should be God saying, hey, clear the road. She's coming. No, nobody should stop her. Nobody should stop him. It should be God saying, these ones are my own. They have stayed with me. Let every of you. Have you? There is a level God brings you to. You may not need to pray about some things. You may not need to. 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 Because when you look around you, among yourselves, there is one person or the other that makes a phone call, that thing is taken out. That's why we're going to pray. We'll pray for 5 minutes. When we come back on Sunday, we'll pray. Because me, I need this one. I have seen it. You see, what you have seen should propel you. What you have seen should propel you. Listen to me. We are in the days that telling somebody about hellfire may not prevent them from seeing it. But when they've seen something about their future, when Joseph has seen that the 11 stars bowed before him, he will run away from Potiphar's wife. Rise on your feet. I want you to thank God for what you have heard tonight. I want you to thank him, because every time God is about to do something, he will first send forth his word. He will first send forth his word. He will first begin to speak to us about those things. He will first begin to speak to us about those things. He will first begin to speak to us about those things. He will first begin to speak to us about. I want you to thank God for where you are in your life. I want you to thank him because something great is already happening in your life. I want you to thank him because even now he is speaking of greater things. Hallelujah. He's speaking of greater things concerning you. You may be trying to get a job, but God is already speaking about you becoming a channel of blessing to many other children of his. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Because these things that you see around you will not always be. You have been prepared for that. The things that pertain to life and glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we give you glory. We thank you because glorious things are spoken of you, O Zion. We thank you, Lord, because glorious things are spoken of us. We give you praise, O God. We thank you, our Father. We thank you, our God. Kanda lebaro setaya. Eh shabalado sokataya. Oh, Rabalike Sotaya. Shapakuto Yakasaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. One of the things that we have struggled with as believers, and many of us fail to realize this, is that we are fighting from a position of weakness because we have not been given a clear picture about where God is taking us. You see, when God has not really spoken to you or revealed certain things to you, you may begin to think you are just one among many. No. You are different. Huh? You are different. When God said you will come to this world, it wasn't an afterthought. The family you were chosen to come through was a deliberate design by heaven so that you will be properly prepared for destiny. You are going to call upon God. Say, Father, show me the picture of my future. Show me a clear picture of my future, so that I can run properly, so that I can run as one that has a clear vision. Lord, show me here. Give me a glimpse into the future you have prepared for me, so that I can respond in faith. Show me, oh God. Show me, oh God. Show me, oh God. Palegarositaya. Oh, Rabalekarotositaya. Show me, oh God. I want to see that which you have prepared. I want to know that which you have prepared. Show me, oh God. Let it be clear in my spirit. Let it be clear upon my heart. Let my family begin to live according to the divine plan. Kanda boro sekata. Shobele gedeyele bokora sekataya. Robale katombarakataye kalonosofedia. Zokateya baligaronda sikaya. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. There are some of us, you will come from families where we know that certain things happen to our parents. And what was supposed to be a perfect family started having a lot of challenges. Some of you can relate in one way or the other. The power that God gave was not allowed to rest fully in the family. So we are going to pray. Lord, the inheritance that was bequeathed to my family name, Lord, let there be recovery tonight. There is a blessing the Lord has earmarked for every family that is named under the heavens. And because you are a son of righteousness, you are a child of God, you are a child of inheritance, there is a blessing that is in your family that even now nobody in your family has claimed. I want you to ask the Lord to put it in your hands. I want you to pray for yourself now. I want you to open your mouth and pray for yourself now. That blessing, that blessing, that blessing, that blessing that has been earmarked to your family, let it be put in your hands now. You need to pray like you need it. You need to pray like it is yours. You need to take it with violence. The Bible said the violent will take it by force. You need to pray and intercede until you know that something has happened. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want to admonish you. Go back and listen to this message. Take some time tonight, tomorrow. Pray for yourself. If you don't even want it for yourself, do it because of your children. God declared in scriptures. He said a woman will carry two nations in her belly. He said, but the elder will what? Will serve the younger. Yes. Even though the younger got the blessing, he could not walk in it until he had an encounter and an angel visited him and he removed the olu of his tie and changed his name. Listen to me, there is an encounter you need in your life. There is a divine encounter you need that will change everything. It's not about your effort. Listen to me. There is an encounter you need that changed. You will remember that this was the day my life changed. You know that encounter of this was the day my life changed. That story you will never forget. I want you to cry to God for it tonight. And say, Father, as you visited Jacob and you changed his name to Israel, Lord, I ask for an encounter. I ask for an encounter that will put me at the center of your blessings and your prophecies and your word and your will for my life. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will visit me and visit this household in the name of Jesus. Are you praying or are you playing? Ask the Lord for an encounter. A definite encounter. A definite encounter. A definite encounter. Your own encounter. Your own encounter. The encounter that changes levels. The encounter that changes your story. The encounter that separates you from the multitude. Begin to call upon the God of heaven. And begin to ask. Begin to ask for that encounter. Begin to ask for that encounter. Begin to ask for that encounter. The encounter that will define, redefine your life in the name of Jesus. Kambaloko robosita. Shalada baraka sotefelia. Rabalekando roko sotoprekedia. Robalekana kora tesakada yaba. Zelebe roko tosakata. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say a believing amen. Amen. Say a believing amen. Amen. Say an overcomer's amen. Amen. Listen, the people that the Lord may use to orchestrate that thing, you may never have met them. Are you with me? You may never have met them. Well, I just say this in passing, but after I say it, delete it. 2 days ago, an Indian woman reached out to me on LinkedIn. She said, that she saw me online, blah, 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 that they are expanding their business from the UAE into Nigeria. And they wanted to have a meeting with me at one hotel at they wanted to share their expansion vision with me, if I could be their representative here. I said, welcome. I said, I'm not sure I can do it. Whatever it is, I'm busy. Then they said, okay, let's have a meeting online. We had a meeting online. 10 minutes. They said, okay. So they just explained. I was struggling to hear their accent, you know. So somebody was online from UAE. Somebody was online from India. One of their partners is already here in Nigeria. The meeting was supposed to be this time. Now that I'm here, the meeting is supposed to have held. I told her, I said, I won't come. So I'm going to church. Yeah. You know, are you hearing me? They are bringing their goods in just to come and give to me and say, help us drive it. I told her, I said, I can't come. I said, number one, I'm not keen. Number two, it's church time. They say, ah. I think maybe somewhere in there, they are thinking the average Nigerian is very sharp. You understand? You wabemo. You understand? I said, no. Only for a lady to call me back from India again today and say, okay, can we reschedule? I said, ah. I said, you move it to like 2 weeks, I'm busy. Say 2 weeks, okay. We'll reschedule. Somebody will come to Nigeria and meet with you. And I'm still not interested. Do you understand? I am telling you that let's even assume that was the opportunity I was waiting for. I didn't know them. I didn't know them. They just saw me on LinkedIn and shared their thing. I didn't even talk to my wife about it because I wasn't interested. I'm not ready to open a shop and be selling anything. I am telling you, if the Lord says your influence will spread from here to the ends of the earth, the people he will use, you don't know them yet. It is God that will bring them to you. Please pray one more prayer for yourself. Wherever my partners in destiny are, all over the world, let there be a divine connection. Listen, open your mouth and pray for yourself. Can you pray for yourself for 1 minute? For those of you listening online, can you open your just pray for yourself? Everybody has partners in destinies. Some of them are spiritual, some of them are in your career, some of them are in your marriage. Can you open your mouth and pray, Lord, wherever my partners in destiny are, Lord, let there be a divine connection. Let there be a divine connection in the name of Jesus. Let there be a divine connection in the name of Jesus. Let there be a divine connection in the name of Jesus. Kabaro kataya labasota.